I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone White Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bone White Bobcat. We are live here tonight on the Bone White Bob YouTube channel for a special Bone White Bob live stream here. We figured it's the day after Valentine's Day. You got to cure that VD hangover. So we have you covered here with an all-new edition of the podcast live and in living color here. So, hey, whatever brought you to the dance, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here for the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 19,000 subscribers and counting. We are on the fast track to 20K. As of press time, we are about 400 and change until 20,000. And at 20K, that means we will crack open the last can of Colt 45 Double Malt and also break out the Colt 45 Trifecta with the High Gravity Colt 45 and the original Colt 45. So, hey, so tell your friends, if they haven't done so already, haven't subscribed to the Bone White Bob YouTube channel, it's free, doesn't cost a penny. So, hey, help spread the word about the bottom shelf. Anything you want to see us cover here, let us know. We are always open to suggestions. And we got drinks on tap again this week. We got some things to cover here, so we're not going to waste any more time. We are going to get into it here this week with Mr. Malt Liquor is here. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, brother. Pretty good. Happy Valentine's Day after.
Yes. You too. You too. Hopefully everybody out there stayed out of trouble.
Yeah.
They were safe.
Got lucky.
Yeah. Hey, cheers to you, everybody out there. You know,
yeah, have
but we are back here and we are ready to get into some somewhat festive drinks per se. Because we didn't even really plan on doing a Valentine's Day or a post Valentine's Day podcast, but you know, sometimes you love it when a plan comes together. And yeah, sometimes out of nowhere, things just kind of mesh and meld into a live stream podcast. So if you're out there watching us, if you're live, or if you're watching in the archives after the fact, you know, grab yourself a drink or a drink or two and buckle up, because who knows where this one will end up, because it wasn't either of us that kind of thought of doing this as a Valentine's right. Day a podcast. Our other good friend brought up the idea where it was like, oh shit, let's do it. So let's not waste any more time and let's bring in the legend himself, Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm excited to get sit back, relax, and drink, man, after a hard day's work.
That's it. You got to reap the rewards of it.
That's right.
Right here. So we're going to be doing that here today. Now, before we get into our festive, quote-unquote, Valentine's drink. We have some other drinks to crack open here as well. Roadhouse was already getting the party started over there. He's got an old reliable on hand over there, a little old Milwaukee.
Sure do.
Over there. And, Kevin, I know you went out searching and you found something on accident, just got lucky.
Yeah.
That you found. So what did you find in your trailer?
Found the Mickey's grenades, man. I was just chilling over in Walmart. I got a little itch and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the beer aisle and go see what they got. And I found them. Yeah. I remember I mentioned that I hoped that I could find them, or I wish that I could find them here. Mm-hmm. Just happened to find them in Walmart of all places.
Yep. Hey, that's why we always say you got to go out and you got to look. Sometimes you never know what you're going to find in stores. Even if it's stores you've been to many times before, and you get lucky that you're just there on a random day, and maybe they just started stocking something, or you're finding something in the cooler. And as kind of like what Kevin said here, I had the similar situation come up a few weeks back when I stopped in one store, and I kind of brought this up previously and we touched on it a little bit, and I was looking at the store, and I was going in to see if they had stocked up on any of the more of the bowl cans, like the high gravity bowl, you know, a few months back at the one spot. And then I go to the cooler and I'm looking around. They didn't have the tall boys of the regular blue bowl. And I'm looking around like, okay, I mean, it's kind of weird that they only had the one and not the other. I'm like, all right, but whatever. And I go to the other side of the cooler and I look over there, and sitting in there are six packs of the blue bowl.
Oh, man.
16-ounce cans.
Good.
I've only had the bowl in tall boys before. I've never had a 16-ouncer.
Nice.
Is that newer?
This is the newer branded ones that.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was gonna say, that looks newer.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of changed the label and the design on it, and all that stuff there. But, and it was only $4.99 for a six pack of 16-ounce cans.
Yeah.
For only $4.99.
Right.
It's hard to beat.
It doesn't matter where you are. That's hard to beat that price there, because they had four packs of Colt 45 16-ounce cans for the same price. So six packs of this 16-ounce cans for $4.99, or a four pack of Colt 45 for $4.99. I mean,
you got to get
the two more every time.
You got to grab life by the bull.
Yeah. You got to grab bull by the horns here. You know, running of the bulls here today. As we're gonna crack these open here and get this party started, so let's
that's right.
dive in to this here.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that nice little cold steam coming
it's
from.
It's been a few years, at least, since the last Schlitz malt liquor. They call it the Bold Lager now, which I thought I heard they were gonna rebrand these back to the malt liquor on them, but it hasn't happened yet. So we'll see, but I mean, 5.9% since, I can't even read that there, but the Bold Lager, the authentic, a bold and sweet tasting lager for those who appreciate a full bodied malt beverage.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
So
makes it sound refreshing.
Exactly. So let's get this going. Let's get this party started here. All right.
Cheers.
All right, guys. Cheers.
It looks like
that's good.
Dennis is out here keeping points for us.
Hey, Dennis, there you go.
The old Milwaukee here.
Yeah.
Plus 100 for Roadhouse, thanks to
Dennis. 100 points. There you go. Roadhouse is winning so far. Oh, man. Yeah, that Mickey's good. Yeah. I had one the other day whenever I found it. I just had to. I was like, man, I got to pop one open.
Yeah.
Been a little bit since I've had them in the grenades. It kind of, I think it tastes a little bit like not very different from the 40s, but it tastes a little bit different. And I don't know if it's the way that they warehouse, you know, they sit in the warehouse, or
it might be, because I don't know why that, like, for whatever reason, years ago, the Mickey's 40s vanished from by me, but I can still get the grenades.
Yeah,
and I've never seen the cans anywhere. Now Roadhouse had that one spot a few years back. What was that? $1? Was that the dollar Mickey cans you were picking up, Roadhouse?
What was it?
The dollar Mickey cans? Was that what you were picking up?
Yeah, it was $1.10.
That's not bad.
And I was buying all the cases they had every week. So I know their beer delivery was on Tuesday, and I went by there on Wednesdays, and I would buy every case that they had. And I shipped you one.
Yeah, you sent me a couple.
Yeah.
I think you sent me like six of them. I mean, there was a good amount.
Yeah.
In that box you sent me of Mickey's Tall Boys. Yeah. And those last me like that summer a few years back. That was a nice treat to crank them open, but
I had so many of them. I was drinking them like I would 12-ounce cans, and I was hitting like five or six a night.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it tastes pretty good in the cans, though. I think cans hold up a little bit better than bottles, especially if the warehouse is getting any like sunlight in there or anything like that. Like if they're, for instance, if they're in like a Walmart, let's say a Walmart warehouse, they'll open that big garage door and it's getting that sunlight in there. When that sunlight hits it, I think it kind of changes the taste a little bit. Yeah. I was talking to a guy that brews beer, you know, all the time. And he was saying, when you bottle it up, it's completely different, especially if sunlight hits it or if it gets hot or, you know. But I think cans hold up a little bit better.
Yeah, it's tough because a lot of people will say, oh, they like the bottled beer taste better.
Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I can see for like the Mickey's, the difference, like the grenades, when I was cracking those open, man, those go down quick.
They do.
They got that wide mouth bottle over there. I mean, I still got some of the caps here from when I had it, a few weeks back.
Well, yeah, I forgot it's got stuff on the
cap. You got the little riddles in there.
I like that about them.
I don't know what that is.
And if you can't figure one out, believe me, you can go online. There's a whole mess of solutions. Yeah. But I always take my pocket knife and pop that silicone out so you can see them better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
when they got the coating on there, it's tough sometimes to see. I mean, a few of them I had were really obvious. But there's some that's like, okay, Wig Clover for guy. I don't know. It's like
mine's a picture, and I'm kind of trying to figure that out because it looks like a dude, and it's pointing to his dick, and then it says up.
I don't know.
Kind of weird.
Get hard up. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Hard up. But it's got like an S too, like an S at the. I don't know if y'all can see it. Yeah, that silicone kind of makes it blurry, but it's got like an S right by the person. I don't know. Yeah, dicks up maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, dicks.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one. That's different.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put them out there for the people to see if they can solve that them out there.
Yeah.
But as you said, as we're going out and you're going around searching for these things, and like I say, you never know what you'll find when you're out there, and this kind of brings me to something I brought up to you guys a few weeks ago where I said I had this dream a few weeks back. And it was a very, very vivid dream. I don't even think I was drinking the night before, so I don't have that as an excuse for it. So I had this dream that I walked in to a supermarket. There was a supermarket by me that doesn't exist anymore. It was called the A&P. And I walked in to the supermarket. This is, like I said, this is a dream I had that I woke up and I can remember pretty much the whole thing right away. So what I made sure I did was that I wrote it down. So I'm like, I got to keep this because, sometimes you'll have the dreams and then they'll be with you in the morning. But then by the end of the day, you're like, wait, what was that again? So I'm like, I got to write this thing down because this was like so out there. And so I go in to the into the supermarket and I head to the back of the store towards the cooler section. Now, first off, the odd thing is that in New Jersey, they don't sell beer in the supermarkets. So any store I go to around here, there's no beer, no Walmart. Whatever supermarkets, you can't buy beer.
That's kind of crazy. I didn't know that.
Supermarkets, yeah, so you got to go to the separate liquor store to buy your alcohol. But New York and Pennsylvania, the stores, the states all around, they have it all in there. So I go to the back cooler section, and there's a lady stocking the shelves with like tall boys of beer. And as I look into the cooler, I look into the back, and there was a crushed can of Colt 45 double malt in the back of the cooler that had somehow like it got crushed. It was empty. I was like, oh shit, there's like one can of double malt that I couldn't get. But then I looked around to the other side and there was one final can sitting on the shelf in the back in the other side of the cooler. And I'm looking around and I could tell it was other malt liquor in the cooler, but I couldn't make out what they were with it. And I went to grab that last can of Colt 45 double malt in the cooler, but I couldn't reach it. it's one of those things where you're trying to grab it and grab it, but it just like you couldn't get to
away.
It. You couldn't get to it there. But then like, but at that point, that part of the dream stops. But somehow, I don't know if it was one where I like then restarted it later on, that later I go back into the same store and I walk in, but this time the beer isn't in the same spot anymore. It's not in the same cooler. It's not in that same aisle. So I'm wandering around the store and I get to the other back of the store and I see a display in the corner with a bunch of random tall boys just sitting out in the open, not in the coolers, just on a shelf. And there's a sign on the wall that says, I couldn't make out the number, but it said blank for $21. Like you could pick however many tall boys for $21. I don't know how many it was. And the only one I made out of it, I noticed they had garage beer was in there, and there was cans of Four Loko as well. And I'm looking through the cans, and I see a can of Four Loko sour apple. I see a can of Four Loko sour grape. And then the next can I move to the side says Four Loko surprise on it.
Huh.
It was a yellow and red can, the camo, yellow and red camo can with like script writing. I guess very similar to like how they have now for the pregame, the Four Loko remix for the, how they relabeled the beatbox style ones. And once again, I'm trying to take out my phone to take a picture of it, but the camera won't focus on the can to take the picture. Like I wanted to document it and show it off. And I'm trying to take the picture. And it's just like the camera will not stay in focus to see this Four Loko surprise can. And then that was it. That was the end.
Of the
dream. I hate when dreams, it's right like when a movie ends and it's on a shitty note, you know, you're just like, wait, what happened?
Yeah. You know, I know.
That sucks. Oh man. Maybe it's a sign that Four Loko might be, you know, there might be a surprise.
We're hoping that, you know, we can get a little love from Four Loko these days. And I know the one thing that we have brought up, which I don't think we brought up on here yet, was that, and I took a screenshot of it, that we did notice there was a new Four Loko pregame on the website a few weeks back, and that was the Four Loko camo pregame is now set to be out there. If anybody's out there searching, you know, the Four Loko camo pregame, but yet we're still not seeing anything related to a Four Loko jungle juice pregame.
That's insane.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to this thing that it never
blows my mind.
Made its way out there, or I mean, are they still working on it? I don't know, because the jungle juice was out before the camo, so it's not like they're not going in order of it. I mean, because you see the other ones there, the latest three they have there are the USA, the Sour Galactic Punch, and then the camo. But between the Galactic Punch and the camo was the jungle juice.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened with that. That Roadhouse found it in that one spot in Ohio.
Yeah.
And since then, it has never made it anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to my niece and see if they can go into Cincinnati and see if they can find it. Because if you found it in Ohio, maybe, because as I said, they live right across the bridge. So maybe they can go into Cincinnati and see if they can find it.
Probably can.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, my niece can't drink now. We just found out that she's pregnant. Uh-oh. Okay. So yeah.
I didn't do it, I swear.
It's not Django Unchained. It's that movie Life with Eddie Murphy in it, right? Yeah. Where they're like, I'm the pappy.
I'm that baby's pappy, boss.
I'm that baby's pappy. Yeah. I'm the pappy.
that's a good scene.
Ooh. Yeah, that was, man. All of them are trying to say that it is, but
And we do have to make a mention here that we are all rocking our
We are.
B. Yeah, I finally Eastern got one. Tier. Yeah, Kevin pretty finally excited. Got his. So yep. If you want to be like us and you want to represent the BWB brand, you know, check out the store on the TeePublic website. Yes. And if you can get it during one of the sale promotions when they get the $16 t-shirts, I think, are what they're doing these days, you know, pick yourself up some. Helps kick a few bucks back for us. That's over here.
It always helps out for sure.
Yeah. Any little bit helps there. We have our buddy here, the Racing Genius 88 here, got a Hard Mountain Dew Baja Variety Pack and Coors Light for Daytona Drinking Day. Yes, it was a big big Daytona 500 day today out there. Yeah, that was today. Yeah, I saw the things pop up. I completely forgot about
that. I did open. I had a tall boy of the Baja Mountain Dew. It was pretty good. It's so good. Yeah, I had to sit there and, you know, I got bored and I was like, you know what? I'm going to run by the convenience store next door and grab me one. I definitely did. Yeah. It's actually really good. Not, I don't drink sodas, so I hadn't had a Baja Blast in forever, but it's actually really good. You can't taste a lot of the maltiness that you usually do in those drinks.
Yeah,
you
know? I think the Baja was the best flavor out of the bunch in the variety pack there. I mean, yes, it still kind of had that artificial sweetener taste.
It does. That's what it does have, an artificial sweetener.
Yeah, that, like, you're drinking, like, the diet soda, but not bad. Not bad. I think they do a pretty good job with the Hard Mountain Dews. If you were going to pick up, if you wanted something like that, I think that's a good choice to make.
I remember when not your father's root beer came out. The drink. Me and my roommate decided it'd be a great idea to see who could drink a six pack of those the fastest. And I don't think I've had one since. We chugged them down.
That was a big thing. That's probably like, I think probably like 10 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, it was probably close to about 10 years ago.
Yeah, honestly. And I'd go back and look because I think I saw some memories pop up the other day when the hard sodas were the big thing.
And they're still hanging out. I've seen some the other day.
Yeah, they're still there. I haven't had one in probably 10 years, close
there
to
There were several moment. People that put out different root beers and – who was the other one? Not your father's. And then there was another one.
I wish Bargs or A&W would do it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, if they can try to match it as close as they can to the real flavor of it.
Yeah.
I know I had picked up those. I know I had I think it was Coney Island. I don't know if it was a cream That's soda. It might have been a Coney Island one, and then there was the Henry's hard sodas.
Yes.
Henry's hard sodas had an
orange one. I remember I went through and I was picking up all these things.
Yeah, and then you had the root beer, and some of them had the orange.
Yeah, root beer, orange, cream. Yeah.
Orange cream.
And then I started coming out with all the other flavors of it. And that was probably for like that year. It was a big thing that they were doing all these hard sodas because at the time it was something different, but like you said, they were so sweet. And if you were going to try to go through and drink a whole six pack, in one sitting, it was not going to turn out well.
No,
and not because you were going to be, you know, like trashed or hammered off it, but just with
it's just
the,
so sweet
the sweetness to it.
Yeah, yeah, just
that's what it was
too much.
We chugging those things. I think I got to the point where I finally finished that sixth one and I went straight to the bathroom and threw it all up. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I haven't had one since. I see them and I'm like, I want to go back to it. But then I just remembered chugging all of them, you know, and it was just like, I don't know.
Hey, maybe you need the redemption. Maybe you got to go back and try. And yeah, you don't need to go through a whole six pack.
No, definitely not. Yeah, maybe.
But that is one of those you have one, maybe two, and then you move on to something else. It's not meant to be a whole day drinking beverage. It's like if you're just gonna have like with dinner or something, you're like, oh, you know, I don't want a beer. I don't want anything else in that regard. Like, oh, I'll have the hard, you know, root beer.
Root beer.
Maybe like with a burger or something. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah.
I never drank root beer with a burger back when I was a kid. So.
I know a friend of mine. I don't think I ever did it, but I know a friend of mine did a root beer float with it and put it with ice cream.
Yeah.
And said that was pretty good.
I bet.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. So there's ways to do it.
Yeah. Here's another riddle for you guys. I don't know. It says why the, and it's got like a two lines and like a face or something. I don't know. And then the arrow. See, I don't understand these. Yeah. It's kind of strange. It doesn't give you, they used to give you like words, but these are pictures. And I love picture books.
Sometimes they still have like partial words.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're trying to make you use your brain over there.
Yeah, maybe the,
I think used to have drink, a big jar just full of those caps.
Yeah, I'm going to keep them all and try to solve them.
Yeah. I think I have a bunch I had saved over the years out there.
Have y'all seen those people that they get like a coffee table and then they get all sorts of like beer caps and all that stuff like that, and then they epoxy over it?
And, yeah,
I've always wanted to do that, and I think I drink enough to be able to do that. So
yes, yeah, you can do that. I have a sign down here that my wife had made for me a few years back, with the BWB logo, and it's all bottle caps.
Yeah,
around it, but I mean it's big and it's heavy, because it was supposed to go with the little outdoor bar that I have. But my plan is, if I'm not lazy. and get around to it, was that I would hang it like back here and put it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Over there. I just have to get around to doing that one of these days.
So I'm the same way. Yeah.
I know.
I'm the same way. That's why I tried to make today a productive day. Got a whole greenhouse built and everything like that. You know,
you're productive. Fun. You did that. Then you earned your drinks today. You earned yourself you earned your gold star there for some Mickey's. And then we also have another special treat to crack open here to celebrate in the festive Valentine's Day spirit, which honestly I didn't even think of it that way until Kevin had brought it up a few days ago, and he said, "Hey, when are we doing the Valentine's Day podcast?" And I was like, "I didn't know we were doing a Valentine's Day podcast." But then I was like, "Oh shit, you know, he's actually right."
Right.
And this was actually
what I thought you said to get him. Yeah. I was like, man, yeah.
I mean, it was really, Roadhouse had seen it and he brought it up first. And then I found it. And then I was like, oh, let's ask Kevin, see if he can find it. And since we had such a good time over the holidays, with Buzz Balls and the Elf Buzz Balls, and then
that was a good one.
Then Roadhouse even broke out the Cookie Nookie. Was that the one you had?
Cookie Nookie, yeah.
I've actually got that in my fridge right now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one spot I went to did still have the Elf one, so I was like, should I get them? Like, no. I mean, that maple of that Elf that just sat down here for like 2 weeks when I had when I left. I mean, yes, it was my own fault for leaving it down here the whole time, but. Just walking down, he's like, oh yeah, that's very maple. It's very maple.
So
out
strong.
It was so strong, but it was good. It was a solid,
delicious.
It was a solid beverage, perfect for the holidays. So
honestly, that one was one of my favorite holiday ones that they've came up with.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know what the actual like shelf life is for the Buzz Balls. Like if you were to pick those, if there was Elf ones still out there now,
I think it's eternity.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you should hold on to them.
They're like Twinkies.
Yeah, I don't know if you should hold on to them until Christmas of 2026. But what we got here today is the Buzz Balls Chillers, the Pink Lemon Squeezy, the Orange Wine with Natural Flavors and Certified Color, 15%. There we got here.
Yours says Chillers. Okay, good, because mine says cocktails. So
look at that. Yeah, mine says chillers, it says cocktails.
There
it
is right there. Yeah, it says cocktails.
So right. it's still the same 15%, right? Still says 15% on there?
Yes, yeah.
15%.
Okay.
I need to put on me spectacles.
Because yours says cocktails too, right?
Yeah, that's what I saw when I saw that. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I mean, that says right there.
It's kind of crazy. It says chillers.
Chillers, yeah.
I did see, that's what I was thinking. I did see some of the gas stations selling the buzz balls, which the ABV is too high.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I was wondering, because I know sometimes they...
So they're dumbed down a little bit. So yeah. I was thinking when you said cocktails or chillers or whatever, I'm thinking, uh-oh, it might be one of them gas station ones.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's do this.
Yeah, let's crack it open. If it's chillers, cocktails, whatever you got there. We got our pink here for Valentine's Day.
That's right, yep.
See what you get here. Pink.
Ooh, kind of like squirted lemonade. Me in the face there. Yeah.
See, it smells like pink lemonade. It smells pretty
good. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah.
Pink buzz balls, pink lemon squeezy. There you go. Voice. Chillers, cocktails, whatever your can says.
We'll cocktails, chillers, whatever. And yours looks a little bit lighter too, I think. Yeah. The can looks a little bit lighter.
Man. You got small
hands. It might be the I got small hands. I got midget hands.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers,
guys.
The most least offensive buzz ball I've had to date.
Okay.
Yeah.
It no ice, like no poop paste, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's good.
No, it tastes like.
It just tastes like a pink lemonade. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a little hint of alcohol to it.
It's almost creamy.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, I can dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not bad.
You can tell it's got alcohol in it, though.
Yes,
you can. You can definitely have taste, that follow at taste the end. Maltiness at the like the aftertaste. It's got like a malty aftertaste, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the first sip of it is very pink lemonade. Like you said, it's not a bad taste to it, and yeah, the follow, you do get that little bit of alcohol to it, but it's not too bad. Just enough to let you know that it's there.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you need to keep you honest there.
I mean, if you didn't have that, the name of it wouldn't be efficient. It's a buzz ball, so you expect it to have that.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta give Buzzballs credit for. I mean, they've been sticking around now for.
Yeah, they have.
For years.
I think they've been like lately, like the past few holidays, they've been actually releasing like holiday style flavors. You know, so it's kind of a. That's why. Whenever you send it, I thought it was for Valentine's Day. I was like,
right after we did one for Christmas. Yeah. We did Buzzballs, the Elf Buzzballs for Christmas. Roadhouse threw in a bonus Cookie Nookie Buzzballs. And then it's like, oh, this. And I was like, it was just randomly. Roadhouse was like, hey, look, I found this. Now, if you see it. So I'm like, okay, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Well, the ladies at the liquor store I go to over at Twin Lakes, they know I'm always looking for something new. And I walked in. They're like, hey, we got new. And she handed me the Buzzball. They were literally unpackaging it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's how new it was to them. So I walked in at the right time.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool that they do that. I've got one liquor store that I go to. The only thing he really ever he knows what I like liquor wise. So he's always like, if they get something new, like whiskey or tequila wise, he's like, hey man, you might want to try to get a bottle of this or whatever. And I'm like, man. He does random like taste test days, and I'm like, maybe if you do that for a taste test, I don't want to buy a whole bottle of something and then just not like it. You know, like for instance, I have a friend that works for this distribution company, and he gave me a bottle that just nobody really liked of this gin, and it was just, I don't know what it was. It had way too much juniper in it, and I finally got rid of it. I gave it away, but everybody that tried it was just like, you could smell it, and it smelled just like it tasted, and it was stout. Like it was a very, very herby taste, and it just wasn't good. And I was like, I'm not drinking any more of this shit. I can't do it. So I finally got rid of it.
Thought of gin?
Yeah, it definitely is a gin. It had a very hefty amount of juniper in it. It was rough.
But yeah.
But beer wise, I've been trying to find somebody that can that would be just like that. It'd be like, hey, I've got something new, you know.
Yeah.
Let me try it. But I haven't found it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to, like, even some places when I would go in to ask, like, hey, you know, like when Four Loko Camo came out and I was looking for it, I'm like, hey, do you know if you're getting the Four Loko Camo? They're like, we don't know. We'll probably have it in like 6 months.
A lot of times, they really don't know. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. If it just shows up one day, it shows up. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, then you get lucky. There are some places that, you know, would try to, you know, special order you stuff if they could get it. But yeah, a lot of places just you go in and you see what's on the shelf and go from there. And when Roadhouse like brought this up, I was like, okay, he found it. And I was like, we'll see. Then it's later that week, I look at that. I'm like, oh shit, there it is. I'm like, all right, let me pick it up there. And and like I said, I mean, Buzzballs has a wide variety of flavors.
They do. They've got a lot.
Some good and bad. Now, I've covered quite a few of them over the years, either here or I did a bunch with when I was guesting on the Grocery Gamblers podcast. I know we did a whole bunch of them over the years of some of these random flavors, like the eggnog ones. And there was a bunch of them out there, and some that were decent and some that were not very good.
Yeah.
But they're still out there. They're still going strong, and it's probably been, mm-hmm. I mean, let me see. I mean, how long have they been around? It's probably been over probably 10 years at this point.
I think the first time I started seeing Buzzballs was probably maybe about
founded 2009. 2009 they were founded.
God bless, really.
2009, because 2009. I was thinking today, because I was going through and I had my thinking of like all these brands that were here and then they vanish.
Yeah, because I never saw them in college, so that would have been around the time I was in college, and I never, of course, I was always drinking very, very cheap in college. I mean, I was, you know,
yeah, like at the time nobody's really paying attention,
and Bud Ice, and you know,
yeah,
whatever we could get our hands on, especially when before I turned 21, we were like, hey, just go into the store and get me whatever.
Yeah, because they're not. It's not that they're that. They're not too pricey, but they're not cheap either. I mean, I think maybe $3.99, maybe like $4.
I think it's about almost $4 for.
Yeah, I think probably around that for. Yeah.
I didn't even look.
Which it's on the higher end of, especially how small it is. You would think
exactly,
maybe like $2.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 187 milliliters. So, I mean, it's not too much. I mean, a Four Loko pregame is 200 milliliters. So,
those are around the same price.
Yeah, it's about the same price, but that's really what they get you for, like around $4 for one of these little cans here. But I was going through and I was thinking, because I broke out. I was wearing my the Pirate Water shirt today when, you know, that was the big drink a few years ago when Pirate Water came out, and that was the Barstool and Four Loko kind of collab that they came up with this new drink. And now I'm pretty sure that's dead now. I haven't seen anything.
I have not seen
that. I have seen a couple.
Yeah, I've seen them. So I don't know if they're not promoting it anymore. I don't really see it out anywhere. There might just be some leftover cans.
They were heavy on Instagram for a while, and I haven't seen anything pop up from them.
And another one, when it took them like a year to send me like that package, then I won that.
That was badass
for it. And then another one I was thinking of, which I have a shirt for too, that they actually sent me a care package, was the Neon Burst.
Was
that one. They had the grape and the fruit punch one.
Fruit punch, yeah.
And those are, I know for sure, those don't exist anymore.
The grape was good.
It was. It was good. It was different for a grape canned drink. It wasn't bad. But that was another one that it was like, it's here. And then next thing you know, it's a year later, it's gone.
It's completely gone. One of those, you know what?
I ran across it in that store, just a random store. And I'm like, whoa, took a picture, sent it to you. And I think you were able to find it right away, though.
Yeah, I think you might have sent me one.
Maybe I did send it to you.
And then they actually reached out to me and said, "Hey, we'll send you a care package." Like, "Oh, do you want to review this? We'll send you a care package." And they sent me the package with the grape and the fruit punch one. And they sent me a shirt and a beanie too.
Oh, that's cool.
And they had a 24-ounce koozie with it as well. So they were doing the promotion for it.
Yeah.
And getting it out there, but I guess it just didn't hit. I mean, and it's tough. I mean, that malt beverage market is so tough to get into. I mean, when you have stuff like Four Loko.
If you don't have it dialed in, you know, Four Loko's got it dialed in.
Yeah.
They got longevity. If Juice can move into more areas, they could be dialed in as well.
Yes, yeah. I've seen Juice in a lot of areas. It's very scarce in my area, but I can find it in like Four Loko. I can find it in the ghetto places. I did find this a little bit more ghetto of a liquor store that they're trying to be classy, but they're not, you know.
I think they want to be in one market, but they're kind of stuck in another one.
Yeah,
exactly. So
yeah, it's just
why I found the jackpot, and they were making these little. They had these like little mason jars, full of like little shooters and stuff like that, and then stuff to mix them with. And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool. That's a good idea." And they were like, "Yeah, can you give us any ideas?" Because I let them know. I was like, "Yeah, I'm on this podcast, you know, and we're all sponsored by Four Loko. So that's kind of why I'm here, because y'all are the only ones who carried the jackpot." And so they started like pretty much picking my brain on what shooters would go with what, you know, and like what else would go. I was like, you know what? I was like, y'all have got a couple pregames. Maybe if you like stick a couple of these small pregames in there and then put a couple like, you know, shooters or something like that. Or honestly, like if you want to reach out to Liquid IV or something like that and start getting Liquid IV here, get you a couple Four Loko pregames and then Liquid IV in there just in case you get hung over the next morning.
You need something for the day after. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was kind of telling them about that and they're like, "That's a good idea." So I'm eager to see next week if they actually listen, you know, because they said it'll be a few weeks whenever they restock all those. So. Yeah. So I'm kind of eager to see.
That's smart thinking. Yeah, you got to think about the day after. That's the whole thing. No, everybody thinks about the now and say, "Hey, what can we mix together to make this a nice, you know, party pack thing?" And it's like, "Well, yeah, that's great, but the next day, if you need some of that Liquid IV or something to throw in there, just throw in that as well." And I like doing that. I know what you're talking about with those stores that they think that they should be up at this level, but they were here. It's usually when somebody takes over a store. If somebody buys out a store and they try to renovate it and make it better, and like this is the one. I mean, a few years ago, and well, I've told the story before. Maybe we might have some new. We've gained a lot of traction over the past couple of years. So people might have not heard the story that a few years back, I went to one liquor store that I knew at the time had bottles of Thunderbird there. And you would walk into the store and, you know, you'd go in and have, you know, ceiling tiles missing. There'd probably be like some bucket, you know, catching the dripping.
Like a leak. Yeah.
The leak in the ceiling. The floor tiles are all dirty. There's some missing. And you'd go into this store, and literally, as soon as you walked in on the left-hand side, there was Thunderbird right there, the handwritten labels on the shelf with it.
Yes.
And I hadn't been there in a while, and I just had like this craving one day, and I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? Do they still have Thunderbird there? So, like, you know what? I'm in the area. Let me stop in and take a look. So I pulled into the parking lot and I go in and I walk into the store. It's now this brightly lit. All the shelves are different because I hadn't been there in probably over a year at this point.
Oh, wow.
And it's all And we wrote us. You know this story. Once I get to the point, you'll know it. And I go in. It's all bright lights, new shelves. They got display cases. They got all this stuff all over the place. And I'm just like wandering around the store. And one of the guys stops me. He's like, "Hey, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Hey, do you have any bottles of Thunderbird?" He's like, "Yeah, I think so. Come with me. I think over in the back side." So we're walking down the hallway. And we get to the back. He looks in one spot. He pulls me back to another aisle. He's like, "I could have sworn, you know, we just had it here a few days ago." And I'm like, "Oh, what happened?" I'm like, "I was here, and I guess what?" He's like, "Yeah, we got new owners. They're trying to, you know, revamp the whole place." And as we're looking around, he's like, I could have sworn I saw the bottles of Thunderbird here a couple weeks ago." And he goes and asks somebody, and he comes back, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm sorry. We just threw out the bottles a few weeks ago." I'm like, "What?" I was like, "You threw out the bottles?" He's like in the dumpster. He's like, "Yeah, nobody was buying it, and we were trying to clear out shelf space, and they just tossed the bottles of Thunderbird." And like, my heart sank at that point, and I just had this feeling and these thoughts of like how it was before, and then these people come in, they revamp everything, get out all the old classics, they bring in all this other new stuff that, I mean, I get it, it's fancy, it looks good, but it's not the same.
H1B1
the old stuff there, and it's, and like I said, and it's in an area that's, it's not the nicest, it's like a middle class area, but it's like on that cusp where it's like,
the place before,
it's like going in there and you had the missing floor tiles, ceiling tiles, you got the drip, they got a bucket, you know, catching water from the ceiling, and then you walk in and now it's all this brightly lit place, these fancy cases, and it's like it doesn't fit the area
for it. You're not fitting the targeted, you know, the targeted, like, spectators.
That's still one of those biggest, it still irks me to this day when that guy's like, "Oh yeah, we had them here and they were on this back shelf, and then like 2 weeks ago we threw them out," and it upset me that day. And this was at this point probably 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and it still upsets me. I'm gonna cry now.
It still bothers you. Yeah, you know, there's a guy that I think he's on Instagram or something, and maybe TikTok. But he's called the Dumpster Diving King. Have you ever watched him?
No.
He goes to all these businesses and they actually like look through the dumpsters and all that. Sad story time. But he goes through the dumpsters and everything, like at, for instance, like at places where they sell like the Michael Kors purses and wallets and stuff like that, like fancy places. And I didn't know that these businesses actually do this until I watched him. But if, let's say, like a purse or like a handbag or something like that goes out of style, they just throw them in the dumpster. Those are $600 to like $2,000 purses.
Yeah.
And they're just throwing them in the dumpster. So this guy goes to all these businesses and he collects all that shit. And he gets them, and a lot of them are still in the plastic. You know, it hasn't been, they've never been opened. Some of them are even still in the boxes. He'll like open a box and he'll just get like the holy grail of dumpster diving, and he'll sit there and resell it. I'm like, that's smart. Because once they throw it in the dumpster, really, what are they?
Yeah, it's free game. Yeah.
You know, it's free game. So he goes to all these dumpsters and he collects so much shit, especially at like shoe stores too. Like they'll have these like $200 pair of Jordans or something like that, you know, that are brand new, that just went quote unquote out of style, but they're still selling. But the store's just like, "Okay, we need to make more room. We're just going to throw in the dumpster." I didn't know that places did that. That's a lot of money going down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
I've gone behind the store and behind Tractor Supply. And I seen something sticking out of the dumpster. So I pulled over and looked, and I got 3 100-foot rolls of 2x4 fencing.
Oh, wow.
you know, they're $100 a roll.
Yeah, and they're just throwing that in the trash.
They banged up, but I mean, it only takes a pair of pliers to straighten that wire out.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it's just so sad that people just sit there and throw all that away. Why not
trying to put three rolls of wire in a Honda Civic?
Oh man, I used to drive a Honda Civic, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I had a little 2-door coupe.
Yeah, oh like, man,
I'm gonna make it work. Just wait.
Yeah, I had two rolls stuck in the back. I had to leave the trunk open. They were hanging out like a bazooka. And then I laid the seat down, and I laid one in the front seat with me. So I had to ride with my arm up on the roll.
You had to hold this. All right, I got this. Don't worry. We're okay.
It was so crowded, I couldn't even put my seatbelt on. You know,
time I went deer hunting at my brother-in-law's place, and I was expecting to shoot a deer, but also wasn't. You know, I just kind of went just to go, and I drove my Honda Civic over there, and just so happened I ended up shooting a doe, and I was like, shit, where am I gonna put this thing? Well, I call his dad, which is his dad's land we were hunting on, and I called him over there, and I said, hey, I just field dressed it and everything like that. I put my tag on it and everything. I said, I need to figure something out, how I'm going to get it to town, because where I lived was about an hour, 20 minutes away. So I said, I need to figure something out. And he goes, well, I got some trash bags. I said, hey, man, yeah, go ahead and get some trash bags, and we'll just triple bag it, you know? So, like, we put a bag on one side of the body, a bag on the other side. I did forget to put the tag on there until I got to town, but I had the tag. I forgot to actually put it on the deer. So I'm sitting in – once I get to town, I'm sitting in Walmart parking lot because I had to pull over and get some gas. I'm sitting in the Walmart parking lot, and I open my trunk, and I have this bag that's just dripping blood into my into my trunk, and it looks like I murdered somebody.
Yeah, you know? Like, what's so in I'm that bag, here. Man? What'd you do?
Yeah, I finally put the tag on it and everything like that. That way, just in case the game warden came and pulled me over or something. But I'm sitting here, you know, like, wiping blood off my hands with the paper towels at the gas pumps and everything like that. Just looking, I probably look sketchy as hell.
Yeah,
I could imagine.
That shit. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, why is this Honda Civic now leaking blood as it's driving down the road? Like, what is that thing leaking over there? Like, uh-oh. What'd he do?
Oh, it was funny. Yeah, I did get some looks, but I just kind of like played it off like I wasn't doing anything wrong. You know, I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, it's just a little blood, you know.
It's all right. It's all legal. It's okay.
Yeah.
Strap it to the hood like they did in the 70s.
That's right. Oh, man, dude, I got another one. So I was in Dallas, and I used to drive a Kia Rio, even smaller than the Honda Civic. I used to drive a Kia Rio. Well, I drove to Dallas to see my grandma, and my older brother had moved out and left a nice Tempur-Pedic bed, one of those ones that, like, you know, like, moves up and everything like that. Uh-huh. And my grandma said, if you can pack it up, you can have it. Well, I literally strapped that thing. I got some ratchet straps, and I strapped that thing to the roof of my Honda, or not my Honda, my Kia Rio. And I drove all the way from Dallas back to where I lived, which is about 3 hours. So I drove 3 hours back home with that thing strapped to my roof. And I mean, people, every time we stopped, people were taking pictures of it and shit. And it was a big old bed to put. I mean, it was a queen size
frame and
bed
all up there,
frame and everything. Yeah, mattress. Yeah, it was funny. I had that thing strapped to my roof. I looked like the Flintstones. Awesome. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I somehow managed to knock this over all over myself over here.
Uh-oh.
It never fails that I knock something over whenever we're doing something over here, you know, so.
Yeah, it might be one of those nights where you sit and pee. You never know.
I haven't even drank that much yet. We're already dripping stuff here all over the place. This will happen when you're live. You never know what's going to happen out here.
This always happens when we're live.
Out there with the, you get the buzz balls in there.
Yep.
Then the other goodies here. With you, but I gotta wipe this up quick, but I do have to kind of pee really quick. I'm going to want to take a quick little commercial break here.
That's right.
And then let me clean this up quick. We're going to regroup here, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap our things up here. So stick That's around, right. Watch some of the classic malt liquor commercials in the meantime, and then we'll be right back.
D. Williams talks about Colt 45.
There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You want to know why you should keep plenty of Colt 45 on hand? You never know when friends might show up. I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
The power of Colt 45. It works. Billy D. Williams on body language.
You know, body language tells you a lot about what a person's thinking. For instance, that means she has an interest in the finer things in life. That means she also wants a little fun in her life, but only with the right man. And now she's pouring a Colt 45. And we all know what that means. Mind if I join you?
You must have read my mind.
Something like that.
The power of Colt 45. It works every time.
Do you know that Coors Light tastes as cold as the Rockies?
You must think I'm dumb.
No, Coach, no. It's just that some people don't know the Rockies are cold.
Would they be someone that you would think would know anything?
No.
Hey, Coach, you ever consider changing your nickname from Big Tuna to Big Coors Light?
This conversation's going nowhere. Okay?
Okay.
Frost Brewed Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL.
Coach, our girlfriends think we talk too much about football and Coors Light.
But that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Preaching to the choir.
Hey, yeah, Coach, part of the Coors Light Frost brewing process occurs at 34 degrees. Does that give it an edge over other beers?
You know, if you can get up to 33, or certainly 34, then you are substantially ahead of your opponent.
Coach, don't you mean down to 33 or 34 degrees?
Frost Brewed Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL.
Coach? This guy's taking all our Coors Light, and we don't know how to stop him.
If you don't have a guy on him, he'll hurt you bad. I mean, real bad.
I'm on him.
Coach!
I have a question. I love Colt Coors Light.
Well, it's really not a question.
Well, Coach, the labels on these cold-activated bottles turn blue when the beer gets cold. How's that work?
Well, you should know that.
When the mountains turn blue, your beer is cold and ready for kickoff.
Coach, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I would have to see some visual evidence at some point.
Billy D. Williams talks about having a good time.
When it comes to having a good time, I've got it down to a science. Now, first you get yourself into the right clothes, and then you get Colt 45. Now, make sure you got enough for you and that someone special. And then you get yourself to a good time place. The rest is easy.
The dynamite taste of Colt 45.
Hello, hello, hello.
Put a power full of beer. Whoa, 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 whoa. A taste that is unreal. It's 45. Colt 45. It's 45.
It's a dynamite taste, it's a grin, it's a groove, it's a blast. Colt 45, it's a dynamite taste, it's a win, it's a definite blast. Colt 45, explosion, loaded with dynamite taste. So grab one, down one, get yourself around one. Colt 45, malt liquor, Colt 45 is the dynamite.
Billy D. Williams talks about the power of Colt 45.
You know, I've always heard about the power of Colt 45, but I was never sure exactly what that meant, so I got some, found out for myself.
Hey, Billy, you free tonight?
Works every time.
The power of Colt 45. It works every time.
With all your cold, refreshing Coors Light. Who do they think they are?
They are who we thought they were.
They are who you thought they were? Well, who do you think they were?
They are who we thought they were.
Okay.
Well, if you knew who they were, why didn't you stop them?
We let them off the hook.
Ross Brewed Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL.
Coach, those guys that took your Coors Light, they went that way.
Those guys are toast.
When you open a can of Colt 45, you'll get more than smooth, mellow, cool malt liquor.
You'll take a ride on the wild side. The dynamite taste of Colt 45. Grab onto a Colt and hold on for the ride. You'll take a ride on the wild side. The dynamite taste of Colt 45. You'll take a ride on the wild side with the dynamite taste of
Yo,
Coach Mora, we're gonna throw a playoffs party in my backyard. Big screen TV, lots of cold, refreshing Coors Light.
You kidding me?
No, we're even gonna play touch football with the neighbors.
I don't care who you play.
Coach, there's gonna be girls at our party. You think we should talk to them about the playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. Playoffs?
Ross Brewed Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL playoffs.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Okay.
Don't talk
Forget
about
it. I brought it up.
All right, we're back. Yeah. We're back. Man. Yeah, little messy mishap over here, but we're good. We're as cleaned up. I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, smashing 240s on the ground. So that's
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Just a little Schlitz malt liquor all over the place. But hey,
what do you think of it in the 16-ounce cans?
I think it's good. Solid beverage. I mean, I haven't had it in a few years.
Yeah.
And even before that, it's very rare to find around here. And when I would find it, it would be in the tall boys. And I'd pick up a few here and there when I was in the area at the one liquor store that had it. But definitely solid. The 5.9, so it's not too crazy. It's not like the high gravity.
No.
It's not the 8.5 like the
gold
one, but a good solid beverage, especially for the price. I mean, $4.99 for a six pack of 16-ounce cans. I mean, that's solid right there.
It's hard to find anything that's less than a dollar a can, and especially a 16-ounce. That's just that's rare.
Yeah, that's like the last of like the classic cheap, beers, malt liquor, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what you classify it as, but to get a six pack of anything these days for like $4.99, $3.99 if you're lucky, it's so tough to find.
So back about 10 years ago, my wife was in a doctor's office getting an eye exam, and right next door was a liquor store. So I walked in just looking around, killing time, you know, not really looking to buy anything, but I walked back in the beer cooler and they had 12 packs of Schlitz Blue Bull in 12-ounce cans. And I was like, holy shit, man. I bought, you know, a couple of them because we were getting ready to go to the beach. So I know going to Myrtle Beach, the selection is pretty slim as far as, you know, good bottom shelf beers. And
yeah, they're fancier. Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. I have a picture floating around somewhere where I took a picture. I was on the beach with it, and the blue of the ocean in the background and the can. And I think I had
perfect.
It just looked good. And
yeah, it's like that perfect compliment to it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to turn that around. Maybe.
Once in a while, I don't know. Like on memories or something like that, it pops up. It pops his head. I don't know where.
I don't feel good.
I had that picture posted at, but it shows up from time to time. So next time I'll try to save it to my camera.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of memories, I had a memory pop up today. It was a memory I had posted a couple years ago, but it was a memory of a memory from even further back, and that was the last time that I had picked up the Red Dog cans.
Yeah.
Back in, I think, what was that, eight years ago? What was 8 years ago from now?
2018.
2018. Yes. Thanks, Math Wizard Kevin.
There you go.
Over here helping us out here. the last time I had picked up a six pack of Red Dog cans was back in 2018 on this day, and I posted the pictures of it. And Roadhouse, you found, and speaking, that was coinciding with what you sent me the other day, where you saw for the whopping price of $200, you could have had a light to hang over your pool table of Red Dog out there.
$200.
It was in really good shape and everything like that, but to me, that was just way overpriced.
It's probably worth it. I mean, honestly, I do not want to spend $200 for a Red Dog, pool table light, but if it's that good of a quality, I mean, I'm sure that's a lot cheaper than it would have been worth the investment. If I had a pool table and a place to hang that light, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'd be, all in on that. See, there's the picture of it. It's pretty good.
The only hesitation is pulling the trigger on it. Yeah, that's the only hesitation. I know the feeling all the time. Especially as a business owner, I see stuff. I'm like, oh man, I want that so bad. But like, whether to pull the trigger on it is just—it's one of those things where you're like, oh no, I'll wait till next time. And then 2 years pass by, and you're like, I'm not getting it. Yeah,
I know. Then you're like, damn it! I should have bought it. You're like, I'm never gonna find that again. I mean,
it's like. So I finally found a Disney World shirt that I can wear it. It's like it's a tattoo Disney World shirt. So Solon is it's a tattoo apparel company and stuff. So my tattoo supply lady carries all that. And I finally found that Solon has started to do like the old Whistling Willie and all that stuff like that. And old black and white Mickey Mouse. And so I found a tattoo shirt. And I was like, I've got to jump on that. I couldn't, and it was in my size too. So I had to jump on it. I couldn't hold off on it. So I finally got that. That way I can have a tattoo shirt that's Disney, cause it's hard to find.
But yeah.
I know the feeling on seeing something that costs so much and you're just like, oh, should I get it?
I know. You're like, I really want that. Do I need it?
Yeah.
And what am I going to do with it?
Exactly.
That's the issue. It's like when Roadhouse said that, I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, is it worth $200? I mean, maybe it probably is.
Yeah.
If you had a spot to put it, and if
got a place for it.
Yeah. I mean, I know you'll find a place to put it. I mean.
If I go up there next week, I go up there probably once a week and walk around that place. If it's there, I might pick it up.
Yeah. If it's still there, you might have to. Yeah.
Yeah. One of those things, you go back a few times and you see it's still there and you kind of start feeling bad and you're like, sure. Oh, you know what?
Man, the problem with those peddler malls, there's nobody that you can dicker with and try to talk them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like a flea market where you're there with somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have 200 for it. Okay. 150. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure. Then I'll take it. It's like, okay. Yeah. You're ordering with people. Yeah.
Maybe do the thing of, hey, oh man, I saw this online for maybe like 120.
Yeah. People around here are flea market savvy. They don't fall for that shit.
he's in the expert country over there.
Yeah.
You can't be scamming these people.
I know how that is. Yep. I know how that is. We used to go to flea markets all the time. Whenever I was in foster care, we used to, that was just our thing. We'd always go to flea markets because my foster parents sold, what was it? They used to make, they get like deer antlers and they'd make grill utensils for it, like they'd make like a meat flipper, like the meat hook. They'd make spatulas, all sorts of stuff just out of the deer antlers. And so that's what they would sell. And then we also sold goats over there. So we'd bring goats and then we'd sell all that. And I'd just walk around and see all the crazy stuff. But I got really good at bartering, you know. So I'm like, hey, these people down the street, or not down the street, but down over here on this other aisle are selling this hot sauce, you know, that they're selling their hot sauces for like $5 less than you guys. And then those people would be like, oh man, really? And so they go down $5 just for me. They'd be like, you know what? We'll sell it to you for this much. So yeah. I got real good at doing that, you know, but yeah, it's hard to do, I guess, if people are flea market savvy though. They're like, we know the price.
Yeah. They're like, no, 200 firm. That's it. We're not going any lower than this. It's like, come on. You can do something, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's the same thing on Facebook Marketplace. I get that all the time. And anytime I sell anything on Facebook Marketplace, like I'll sell something for $100 and somebody's like, hey, I got $40 cash in hand right now. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell no. I barely use this thing and I bought it for $300 and I'm selling it for $100. Go fuck yourself. You know, so I know the savviness, you know. You're like, you gotta know the value of it, you know. But
yeah, you gotta know where you're at with it over there. It's like, I got $40 and I got a bag of peanuts. Like, no, I don't want that.
Was it Little Rascals? Whenever they got there, they're like, they got a button and some pocket lint and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I got this here. It's like, no, keep.
I've got a nickel, a button, and some pocket lint. What can I get?
Yeah, I know. Keep moving along there, but.
That's right. Man, I've got people all the time that'll come in. Not too long ago, it happened. This girl came in and asked, she goes, what kind of tattoo can I get for $20? And I say, you can get the fuck out of here because I'm not going to do a tattoo for $20. And that's what I love about my industry. I was like, yeah, you can get the fuck out of here with that. Hell no. She's like, really? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do a tattoo for $20. I'm sorry. My shop minimum is $60 and that's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you ask anybody else. I mean, a lot of the bigger cities their shop minimums are like $80 to $100, you know? So I'm like, man, I think $60 is pretty fair. You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But $20. Hell no.
The price of the needle,
it's a lot of work that goes into it. Yeah.
Time. Just to put $20.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting for $20, you can get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you get the fuck out of here with that.
Oh yeah, here, let me take out the book for you here. Okay, you can have either one of this, or you can get the fuck out of here. You know that.
I need to get like a binder and it looks like it has flash in there, and when somebody does that. I just open it up and it's got a middle
that page.
Finger. It's got like a middle finger, and I'm like, yeah there you go.
See, that's what we're here for, guys. That's what we're here for that there.
But professional marketing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, what do you think the overall for the buzz balls? You think pretty solid?
Wasn't bad. It's a pretty solid one.
Yeah, not bad. Pink lemonade.
I would go back to the elf one before I went back to this one. Just because it was more of like a, I don't know, is more up my alley on buzzball wise.
Right. The elf one, I mean, that maple, yeah. I mean, that's, it's more of a gimmick. It's more of a
sure
flavor like that cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah. It had less, I think it had less malty.
Yes. It did not have that.
It has more of a malty aftertaste to it. But it's not bad. I actually got a whole nother one. So
okay, so you can revisit it.
And, yeah, exactly. I mean,
and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might get in that Cupid mood again and be like, you know what?
Hey, it's very festive there. Now, one thing I did want to bring up before, in the vein of the buzz balls, is the MD Mad Dog.
Yes.
Cans. And I don't think we touched on it here yet, but they did announce a few weeks back that there are a few new flavors of it. Now, Roadhouse to myself, I found in my travels, I had gotten these last summer and sent them over to Roadhouse here. And I got the picture here of the lineup. And now they are a proud partner of the WWE. the
MD
2020. I mean, I don't know if you ever thought that was going to happen, that you see Mad Dog as a partner of WWE, but here we are in 2026. And so Roadhouse and myself, we covered the podcast is in the archives. We did the bling bling blue raspberry, the mad margarita, the orange cream, and the strawberry. And now they are coming out with a new jungle juice flavor and a purple and a purple drip. I don't know what that purple, drip is.
Pretty good.
So I've been keeping tabs. They do have the. They do have a locator on the MD 2020 website. I keep putting in, you know, my zip code and searching, and none of the new ones have been showing up yet. But we'll be keeping our eyes out for the new flavors of the MD 2020 cans to see how they rank. And like I said, we have a whole podcast in the archives. There's even a clip of the one where Roadhouse and myself, we did our rankings of the four original cans. So you can check that out if you haven't seen that before. But we'll be looking to see if we can find the purple drip and the jungle juice.
I'll start looking too. I didn't know they had a locator, so I'll start looking too.
Yeah, they have.
I don't see a lot of cans here. I see the bottles. So I'll start looking.
It's very rare, even by me. The two spots that I had found it originally on the locator, it doesn't have them listed anymore, and the rest of the spots are like 30, 40 miles away now. So I don't know how, if they're really out yet, the new ones, or if they're saying, oh, they're coming out and they haven't actually released them yet. But we'll be out there. We'll be out there hitting the streets, seeing what we can find. Out there because that's what we do.
We're like we're the malt liquor bounty hunters.
That's who we are. Malt liquor bounty hunters here. Hey, when you're the number five drunk podcast in the USA.
That's pretty awesome. I like that.
When you're ranked number five, if you want to shoot for number one, we got to get those big ticket items.
Keep on subscribing.
Yeah, you got to get up there. We got to keep it going there. Got to keep spreading the good word about the bottom shelf there. I mean, we're getting close to 20K. And as we said, at 20K, I'll be cracking open the final can of Colt 45 Double Malt. I got that in the fridge. I said I picked up a regular can of Colt 45. I picked up a high gravity can. So I'm going to do the Colt 45 trifecta for that. And then we are also getting closer and closer to episode 400.
Yes.
Is around the corner. Within the next few months, we're about 14, 15 episodes away from that, depending on where this lands and what we have out there, because we have another ones we did. There's a couple episodes, so there might be some mismatched episodes out there for people. So if you hear things I said already, don't worry about it. Don't ask questions. If we recorded stuff before that you hear after,
we drank.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah, we drank since then. It's okay.
And I've been tossing up the ideas because we're going to do something special for episode 400. And I picked up the new St. Ives 40. I got an old St. Ives 40. So there might be a side-by-side St. Ives. You know, when Kevin was talking about doing this, you were talking about doing a side-by-side of that beer that you had over there.
I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do a side-by-side of the grenades and the 40. That'd be a good one. I'll keep some of these grenades on hand.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a lot of stuff in the pipeline out here. We got some ideas. We got some good stuff on tap here. And as we always say, if there's anything else you guys want to see, you know, leave a comment down below. You know, let us know what you want to see us cover here. I know I had somebody left a comment earlier today saying about the juice. When Roadhouse and myself did the juice, the blue lemonade review over the summer, they were like, hey, I don't know how you like no offense. I'm not judging you, but it's like, I can't drink this stuff. And I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
But
it's an acquired taste.
Exactly. 100%. I'm like on the grand scheme of how this tastes compared to other malt beverages, I'm like, this was pretty good. But I get it. If you're not used to it, it's an acquired taste. So you got to go out there. You just keep drinking.
Yeah, And that, you know, we don't call it the best or the worst of, for nothing.
Yes. Yeah. You have to find what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a judgment-free zone here.
Yeah.
Right. You want to bring what drinks, what you like.
Everything
works. You want to drink here. We don't judge here. You know, we got Buzz Balls here. I mean, people say, why are you drinking Buzz Balls? We'll say, hey, we got to do it justice. We got to crack it open. Yes. We got to try it out. It's new
on the market. It's new. Yeah. We got to let you know we put in the work.
Exactly. And if we don't like it, we won't go back to it. Yeah. That's why you'll see things pop up from time to time that we cover here. And it's like, oh, you drank this? Yeah. That doesn't mean we'll drink it again.
We want to
drink it and try it out and see what it is, and we're curious about it. And if people out there stumble across this podcast or the videos or the clips and they say, hey, you know, these guys tried it and they liked it, okay, I'll try it, or they didn't like it and they said avoid this, then they'll stay away. And we always say we try to be as honest as we can here with everything.
Very honest reviews.
If we don't like it, we're going to say, nope, it's not for us. If we do like it, we'll say, hey, you know, give it a shot. And then you always have the old reliables out there. If it's a Schlitz, it's a Bull, if it's a Mickey's, an old Milwaukee, can't go wrong out there. So that's why you got to do us a solid. Smash that subscribe button on our way to 20,000 subscribers, episode 400 around the corner. So stay tuned. We have you covered here. The best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, Bumwise beers, 40s malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here on the podcast. For Kevin the Tattoo Dude, that's Roadhouse. I am Bumwine Bob, and until next time, cheers.
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 Motherfuckers.
I need a beer.